接着以神的话语来敬拜他，我们来读神的话语，是以弗所书4章1到6节，请起立，请。我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主、一信、一敬、一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。请保持站立，我们同心祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美您，让我们能够在这里来敬拜你，能够借着你的话语来亲近你、认识你。求主帮助我们将心也全然向你敞开，你的话语能够让我们存记在心，在行事为人上蒙你喜悦。感谢赞美主，祷告奉靠救主耶稣基督的名，阿们。请坐。今天很高兴请到我们的讲员Pastor Nicholas Xue， 薛子鹏牧师，他是本会英文牧师候选人，达拉斯神学院神学硕士，曾任圣雅福音基督教会英文部牧师，雅凯迪亚华人浸信会英文堂教导牧师，与妻子 Natalie 结离近11年，育有一子 Niamia。 那我们很高兴能够请到我们的薛牧师，我们将时间交给他。
Good morning.
Good morning. 各位弟兄姐妹早上好。
It's a privilege to be with you here this morning.
很高兴很荣幸能够在今天早上跟大家在这里一起聚集。
It's a privilege to have Leo translating for me.
今天我给牧师翻译。
In the previous service, I think the Chinese speakers might have heard a better message than the English speakers.
这个就不犯了。
Well, I'm grateful for the opportunity to minister the Word of God to you this morning.
是我的荣幸今天能够跟大家在这里再分享神的话语。
I'd like to take us through a passage in Ephesians chapter 4 and talk to you this morning about church unity.
今天早上我们想要看一段在以弗所书四章里面的经文，来探讨有关教会合一的问题。
But before we get into the text of the scriptures, I'd like to introduce you to Pastor Eric Harris.
在我们打开圣经看这段经文之前，我想先跟大家介绍一位牧师，他叫Pastor Eric Harris.
Pastor Harris had a problem with a lack of unity in his church, and he decided to do something about it.
Pastor Harris, 他的教会有一些缺乏合一的问题，所以他决定做一些事情来改善这个情况。
The following is excerpted from an opinion rendered by the U.S. Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals on August 3, 2000.
下面这段记载是来自于美国第八巡回法院在2000年8月3日的受审的一个案件。
Harris pastored the Kentucky Missionary Baptist Church in Benton, Arkansas.
Pastor Harris 是Benton, Arkansas 的 Kentucky Missionary Baptist Church 的牧师。
Over time, the church congregation divided into factions regarding an issue of church discipline.
在过去一段时间，教会因为一些纪律处理的问题，分裂成了不同的派别。
Harris sought to contrive a project that the members of the congregation could work on together, thereby promoting the unity of purpose.
Pastor Harry 他决定用一个方式来开始一个计划，让教会里面的弟兄姐妹可以一起参与，来从而促进这样的合一的情况。
On Saturday, August 24, 1996, Harris visited the church in the evening to turn on the air conditioning in preparation for the next morning service.
在1996年8月24日的是个星期六的晚上 ，Harris 在主日崇拜前一天来到教会，开启了这个空调，来预备明天的聚集。
Hoping to, quote, provide the church with a project to heal the division, Harris set fire to one of the walls of the church.
按照他自己的说法，希望通过这样的方式来提供给教会一个计划，来医治这样的分裂。Harris 决定在教会的一个墙下面点着火。
Harris lit paper towels with a match and placed the flaming towels under an air conditioning outlet.
Harris 用火把一卷纸点燃，然后放在了其中的一个空调出风口的下面。
He then left the church and returned home to watch a televised football game.
之后他离开了教会，回到家里看了一场橄榄球赛。
Approximately one half hour later, the church became engulfed in flames.
大概一个半小时之后，整个教会陷入了熊熊大火当中。
Harris returned to assist passersby in fighting the blaze, but the church building burned down.
Pastor Harris 他回到了教会，跟其他的人一起尝试把这个火扑灭，但是整个教会都被烧毁了。
Harris later claimed that he intended only to scorch a small area of the church wall that could then have been repaired by members of his congregation.
之后按照 Harris 他自己的说法，他其实只想烧其中的教会很小的一部分，这样可以让教会里面的弟兄姐妹一起来修复这个被 烧的部分。
Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about unity in the church.
今天我想跟大家分享有关教会合一的问题。
Especially in the Chinese church, a bicultural context, often we find unity to be difficult.
在美国的华人教会里面，我们很多时候因为这个双重文化的原因，我们发现合一是很困难的。
We have two congregations that speak different languages and have different cultures, values, and perspectives.
我们有两堂聚会，英文堂和中文堂，说的是完全不一样的语言，来自完全不一样的背景，有不同的文化和价值观。
Even when we use the same words to talk about something, often we have different concepts in mind.
很多时候，即使我们是在用同样的词来说一件事情，但是我们心里想的却是完全不一样的。
On top of that, we have youth who feel misunderstood by parents, and parents who feel unappreciated by and disconnected from the youth.
在这之上，我们还有年轻人觉得不被他们的父母所理解，我们还有父母觉得无法跟他们的子女沟通，然后也有很强烈的代沟。
We have leaders who have different gifts and different ideas about ministry priorities.
我们有教会服侍的弟兄姐妹，有不同的恩赐，也对于施工的优先次序有不同的想法。
And all of these differences make it difficult to have unity.
所有这些的不一样，让我们在教会里面的合一显得异常的困难。
Often the temptation is to get along without even trying to partner with each other, or worse yet, that we try to partner and we end up getting hurt.
很多时候我们的想法就是就忽略这样的不一样，我们就各自做各自的，或者更糟糕的是，我们尝试来一起工作，但是带来的却是误解和伤害。
And neither alternative is ultimately unifying.
任何一个刚才所说的情况都不是真正的合一，也不会产生合一。
Reminds me of that little poem, "To dwell above with saints we love, oh that will be glory. To dwell below with saints we know, now that's another story."
这让我想起了一个很小的一个诗歌，它是这样说的：说与我们所喜爱的圣徒在天上一起居住，那是多么柔美的一件事情。但是与我们所知道的圣徒在地上一起居住，那就是完全另外一回事了。
And like Pastor Eric Harris, sometimes we are tempted to create our own sources for.
然后有些时候，我们也像 Pastor Eric Harris 一样，我们会尝试来创造一些产生这个合一的机会。
We mistakenly think that Christian unity can be had through a common cause or a common goal or a common enemy.
我们错误地认为信徒里面的合一能够通过一个相同的计划、相同的目标，或者甚至相同的敌人来实现。
We have to be careful that we don't burn down the church.
我们要小心，因为很有可能我们也会把我们的教会给烧掉。
The passage of scripture we're going to look at this morning deals with the topic of unity in the community of faith. And so if you have a Bible, turn with me please to the book of Ephesians.
那我们今天早上要看的这段经文就详细阐述了有关教会里面信徒的团体里面的合一的问题。如果你有圣经，请翻到以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4 verses 1 to 6.
以弗所书第四章1到6节。
It's the text we read in the scripture reading this morning.
这是我们今天早上刚刚读过的经文。
And our subject today is unity in the community of faith. What is it based on? What does it look like? And what is its focus?
我们今天早上要分享的主题就是信心团体里面的合一，它的根基是什么？它看起来像是有什么特点？以及它的中心是什么？
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 6.
以弗所书四章一到六节。
We're going to look at three things in our text this morning.
我们会看三样主要的要点。
In verse 1, the foundation of the community of faith.In verses 2 and 3, the fellowship of the community of faith. In verses 4 to 6, the focus of the community of faith.
在第一节我们会看我们信心团体，我们教会合一的根基是什么。二到三节我们会看我们之间这样的团契关系的特点是什么。四到六节我们会看这样的中心是什么。
The foundation of the community of faith, the fellowship of the community of faith, and the focus of the community of faith.
信心团体的根基，信心团体的团契关系的特点，以及信心团体的中心。
As we get into the text this morning, let me pray for us.
在我们开始我们的信息之前，让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
As we come to your word, would you speak to us through it?
当我们来到你的面前的时候，求你透过你的话语亲自向我们每个人说话。
Give us ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church.
给我们一颗受教的心，受教的耳朵，能够听你要对我们所说的话。
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer.
愿我的口，愿众仆人的心能够符合你的期望，来到你面前领受你宝贵的话语。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Point number one, if you'll look with me at verse one, the foundation of the community of faith is the person and work of Jesus Christ.
所以有关第一点，如果我们大家看一起看第一节。信心团体的根基是耶稣基督他自己以及他的工作。
Point number one, the foundation of the community of faith is the person and work of Jesus Christ.
我们信心团体的根基，教会的根基是耶稣基督他自己以及他的工作。
The foundation, our foundation together is the person and work of Christ who reconciles us to each other and to God.
我们在一起教会，我们这个信心团体的根基是在乎耶稣基督，他让我们与神与他人和好。
This passage opens with the words, "I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called."
第一节是这样说的：“我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。”
Therefore is a connecting conjunction that tells us that what is about to be said is somehow connected to what has been said previously.
在这里原文里面有一个连接词，它是连接后面保罗要说的与他前面所说的在一起。
Sometimes it just connects us to the sentence or two before.
很多时候在圣经里面的这样的连接词是把后面所说的跟前面很小的一段，可能两三节的这样一句话联系在一起。
In this case, it connects us back to the entirety of what's been said from chapter 1 to chapter 3 of Ephesians.
但是在这里却把保罗即将在第四章要所说的跟前面整个一到三章所说的内容联系在一起。
So Ephesians, like most of Paul's letters, is composed of two parts.
以弗所书跟其他保罗书信很相似，主要分为两个部分。
The first is doctrine, and the second is action or application.
第一部分是有关基本的教义的教导，然后第二部分是有关实际应用的教导。
In Ephesians, chapters 1 through 3 are the primary doctrinal section, and chapters 4 to 6 compose the primary application section.
在以弗所书里面，一到三章是主要的基本教义的部分，而四到六章是主要应用的部分。
This is not to say that chapters 4 to 6 do not teach doctrine, but the emphasis is on living out what you know.
这不是说四到六章并没有讲有关教义的内容，而是说它的重点是在我们如何在实际生活中应用出来。
So then, what is the doctrine and the context to which Paul is referring in our passage?
所以这边这个连接词连接的是前面所说的具体的什么内容？
What is the therefore there for?
如果这边有个因此，这个因此是因为什么？
The center, the heart of Paul's teaching in chapters 1 to 3 may be found in Ephesians 2, verses 11 to 22.
整个1到3章教导的中心可以在以弗所书2章11到22节里面寻找。
Read with me a little portion of that text beginning in verse 12.
跟我一起读其中的一部分，大家翻到以弗所书第二章开始，从12节开始。
Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility. Skip down to verse 19.So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit.
以弗所书二章十二节开始。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在耶稣基督基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得清净了。因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。十九节， 这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Here Paul is talking about the division between Jews and Gentiles caused by the Mosaic Law.
这边保罗提到了因为摩西律法而造成的犹太人和外邦人之间的分裂。
The law required that a person be a circumcised Jew who was ceremonially clean in order to offer sacrifices to God at the temple or to participate in the spiritual life of the community.
根据摩西律法，一个人必须要是受过割礼的犹太人，并且要行各样洁净的礼，才有可能到圣殿里面去向神献祭，并且参与到属灵的生活当中。
The Ephesian believers are told to remember that as Gentiles, they were previously separated from God and the community of God.
在这里，以弗所的信徒保罗提醒他们：你们从前作为外邦人，是与基督无关的，是局外的，是在以色列国民以外的。
But in Jesus Christ, they are reconciled to God and made into a new community composed of believing Gentiles and Jews.
但是因着耶稣基督在他里面，他们已经与神和好了，并且不管是犹太人也好，外邦人也好，都被变成一个新的身体，是在主里面的一个新的团体。
Now we usually think that in the gospel, we are first reconciled to God, and then secondarily to others who are also first reconciled to God.
那通常我们认为在我们所在我们的福音里面，我们是首先与神和好，然后再与他人和好，而这些人是也是必须首先与神和好的。
And that's not wrong, but in Ephesians 2:11-22, Paul puts the reconciliation between people, between Jews and Gentiles, first.
这个认识并没有错，但是在以弗所书二章的这段经文里面，我们刚刚读的，保罗是把外邦人，是把人和人之间的和好，外邦人和犹太人之间的和好放在第一位的。
He writes in verses 14 to 16, For Jesus himself is our peace, who has made us both, Jew and Gentile, one, and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility.
在二章的十四节到十六节，他是这样说的：因他使我们和睦，将两下犹太人、外邦人合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，并且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
Jesus is our peace, and Jesus makes peace between Jews and Gentiles in order to create in himself one new man, one new community that replaces the previous two.
耶稣基督就是我们的和睦，耶稣基督将犹太人和外邦人之间隔断的墙拆毁来，以至于让他们成为一个新的身体，这一个新的身体取代了之前的两个。
Gentiles don't become Jews, Jews don't become Gentiles.
外邦人并没有变成犹太人，犹太人也并未变成外邦人。
They both become Christians in Jesus Christ because it is through him that both have access to the Father.
他们两下都借着耶稣基督，在耶稣基督里成了基督徒，成了跟随耶稣基督的人，以至于可以到神的面前来。
The gospel gives us our identity not just as individuals, but also as a community.
这个福音不仅给我们每个个人一个新的身份，同时也更重要的给我们整个群体一个新的身份。
A.W. Tozer, in his book The Pursuit of God, applies this principle to the issue of church unity in this way.
A.Z. Tozer, 他在他的书《追求神》里面，这样用这个原则来阐述教会合一的事情。
Has it ever occurred to you that 100 pianos all tuned to the same fork are automatically tuned to each other?
你有没有想过，如果有100架钢琴，他们都被调在同一个调上，他们之间彼此是自动同调的？
They are of one accord by being tuned not to each other, but to another standard to which each one must individually bow.
他们是同调的，并不是因为他们彼此尝试协调、尝试迁就，而是因为他们都各自单独的钢琴都遵从一个相同的准则和标准。
So 100 worshippers met together, each one looking away to Christ, are in heart nearer to each other than they could possibly be were they to become unity conscious and turn their eyes away from God to strive for closer fellowship.
所以如果有一百位信徒，同样的有一百位信徒，如果他们的眼目都专注在主耶稣基督神的上面，相对于说这一百个信徒，他们的眼目并没有放在神的身上，相反，他们内心尝试去达到一个合一的情况，合一的境界。这两者相比，前者他们的心彼此要合一，彼此要近得多得多。
The reason and source of Christian unity is not projects, programs, or passions. Believe it or not, it's not the pursuit of unity.
我们的信徒之间的教会的合一的原因或者说来源，并不是一个项目、一个计划，还是某些人的激情，更不是我们所追求的。
The reason and source, the foundation of Christian unity, is nothing more, nothing less, and nothing other than the person and work of Jesus Christ.
信徒之间教会里面的合一，它的来源、它的原因，或者说它的根基，除了耶稣基督，没有其他。
And the more grounded we are in that, the more chance there is to experience unity in the church.
我们越发的扎根在耶稣基督的身上，我们就越能够有机会体验到在教会里面的合一。
It may well be that if we lack unity, it is because Christ is not as much of a foundation for us as we say and we think that he is.
所以很多时候，如果我们觉得教会里面缺乏合一，我们的团体里面缺乏合一，很有可能是我们并没有像我们所说或者所认为的那样牢牢地扎根在耶稣基督上面。
Christ is not merely the source of our salvation. He is the source of our reconciled relationships with one another in the community of faith.
基督他不仅仅只是我们得救的来源，我们救恩的来源，他同时也是我们在教会里，我们在信心的团体里面，与各位，与其他个人和好关系的来源。
In the words of that 19th century hymn, the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord.
用19世纪的一首诗歌的其中一句话来表述，就是教会的唯一的根基就是耶稣基督，他是教会的主。
So point number one, the foundation of the community of faith is the person and work of Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天信息的第一个要点，我们信心团体，我们教会的根基是耶稣基督他自己以及他的工作。
Look with me please at verses 2-3.
我们一起来看以弗所书四章二到三节。
Point number two, the fellowship of the community of faith is characterized by humility, gentleness, and patience.
我们今天要分享的第二点就是信心团体的团契关系是谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
The fellowship of the community of faith is characterized by humility, gentleness, and patience.
我们信心团体的团契关系的特点是谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
There can be no Christian unity without the doctrine of Jesus Christ.
没有耶稣基督作为根基，就不可能存在教会的合一。
On that foundation, then, Paul exhorts his readers to live in a manner worthy of the calling.
在这个基础之上，保罗进而呼吁以弗所的信徒要行事为人与门招的恩相称。
Now, most of us assume that when we hear that phrase "worthy of the calling," that that means that we're to live morally upright.
很多人，我们很多时候读到这段经文的时候，这边讲到行事为人与门招的恩相称，我们第一想到的是要过一个道德高尚、行为端正的生活。
And we assume this because we unknowingly buy into the false concept that Christianity is all about making me a moral person.
我们很多时候会这样错误地认为，是因为我们错误地把这样的想法看作是因为基督教信仰就是要向人劝人向善，要让我们成为一个道德高尚的人。
But while you becoming a more moral person might be a side effect, an effect of Christian faith, it is by no means the goal.
那很多时候我们会因为这个信仰变成行为更加高尚、行为更加端正的一个人，这也是我们信仰对我们的产生的影响，但这却不是这个信仰的目的。
Remember the context of our passage. The Ephesians are called to a new community of reconciled Jews and Gentiles with privileged access to God in Christ.
我们再来回想一下我们这段经文的背景，是以弗所教会的信徒，外邦人、犹太人，他们都被呼召成为一个在主里面的身体。
They are called to a faith that makes them a new community in Christ.
他们都被呼召在这个信仰里面，在主耶稣基督里面成为一个新的团体。
So when Paul says, live a life worthy of the calling to which you've been called, what he is essentially saying is live a life consistent with being a reconciled member of one another in this new community.
所以当保罗在这边说行事为人或者过一个生活要与这个门招要这个呼召相称的时候，他本质上是在说我们要过一个在这个新的团体里面新的身体里面与众人合一同心的生活。
Now don't get me wrong, we are meant to be morally upright people.
不要误会我的意思，我们应当在行事为人上要道德高尚，要行为端正。
The word of God tells us that we are to be holy, for God has called us not in impurity, but in holiness.
就根据圣经的话，就像帖撒罗尼迦前书里面所说的一样，神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。
So please don't go home and say, Pastor Nick said we don't have to be moral people.
所以请不要回去跟别人说，或者在教会里面说，Pastor Nick 说我们可以不用在乎我们行为上怎么样。
But Christianity is first about the glory of God, and then it is about the community of faith. It is about making me a moral person to the extent that me being a moral person glorifies God and edifies the community.
但是基督教信仰是首先有关神的荣耀，再来是有关我们的教会，我们这个信心的团体。我们自己的行为的改变，行为道德的高尚，我们的道德水准的提高，乃是为了一个目的，是让我们这样的道德高尚可以来在教会里面荣耀神，并且建造我们的教会。
It is not the goal for me to become a more moral person. That is an, it is a means to an end to glorify God and edify the church.
所以我们成为道德高尚的人，并不是这个信仰的目的，乃是一个方式，让我们可以来荣耀神，并且来建造教会。
The Bible affirms individuality, but it leaves no room for self-centered individualism.
圣经里面我们承认个性的存在，但是却没有给个人主义以及自我中心留任何的余地。
And so Paul exhorts the Ephesians to live worthy of the calling, which in context means to live befitting a member of this reconciled community of faith established in Jesus Christ.
所以保罗在这边劝哥林多以弗所教会的弟兄姐妹行事为人当与门招的恩相称。他是在说，意思是我们的生活要与我们是属于这个主里的合一教会的一员这个身份相称。
So we made it all the way through verse one. Aren't you glad?
我们终于把第一节讲完了，大家开不开心
？So Paul exhorts the Ephesians to live worthy of the calling, and then he proceeds in verses 2 and 3 to tell them what it looks like.
所以保罗在这边呼吁、强调、教导以弗所的信徒要行事为人与门招的恩相称。接着他紧接在2到3节继续来讲这样的生活是有什么是什么样子的。
And the first thing to notice about the fellowship of the community of faith is its character.
首先第一点注意到的就是他提到在这个教会里面，在信心团体里面的团契关系的特点。
The first, the fellowship of the community of faith is characterized by three things, which will maintain the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace.
我们在教会里面彼此团契的这样的关系有三个特点，这三个特点帮助我们可以去保守我们在灵里的合一。
And these are humility, gentleness, and patience that bears with one another out of love for one another.
这三个特点就是谦虚、温柔，然后忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
The fellowship of the community of faith is characterized by humility, gentleness, and patience, and humility comes first.
所以在我们的教会的团契关系里面的特点是谦虚、温柔、忍耐，其中谦虚是第一个。
Now all three are equally important, but humility is functionally first and is foundational to the other two.
这三个特点它们互相都是相同重要的，但是谦虚它作为在功能性上是第一个，并且对于其他两个是根基性的。
John Stott, the 20th century pastor, author, and theologian, in preaching on Philippians 2, observed that humility begins in the mind. Humility of behavior is impossible without humility of the mind.
20世纪的一位牧师、作家以及神学家 John Stott, 他在讲有关腓立比书第二章的时候这样讲到，一个真正的谦卑，他必须首先是从心里开始的。如果没有心里的谦卑，行为上的谦卑是不可能出现的。
That is to say, to have genuine humility, gentleness, and patience in our actions is impossible without first having humility of the mind and heart.
所以换句话说，我们要能够行出谦虚、温柔、忍耐的行为，我们必须首先要在内心谦卑下来。
One reason a foundation of humility is especially important for us is that we Christians are a community based on absolute truth.
一个原因，谦卑对于我们教会里面的合一来说是至关重要的一个原因，就是因为我们教会或者我们信徒的团体是建立在绝对真理的基础上的。
And because we are fallen creatures, whenever we know that we know the truth, we must be on guard against a tendency to be prideful.
因为我们都是堕落有罪的人，每当我们觉得我们知道真理的时候，我们都需要小心，因为我们会陷入骄傲的陷阱。
reminds me of the story of that Presbyterian and Baptist pastors who were talking about baptism.
这让我想起了一个就是好比一个长老会的牧师和一个浸信会的牧师在谈有关这个受洗的洗礼的问题。
And the Presbyterian was advocating baptism by aspersion, which is sprinkling, while the Baptist was advocating baptism by immersion, which is dunking.
长老会的牧师会倡导用点水礼或者洒水礼的方式，而浸信会的牧师会倡导会强调用浸礼的方式。
And after some debate, one of them said to the other, "Listen, why don't we just agree to disagree? You keep baptizing your way, and I'll keep baptizing God's way."
所以在吵了一段时间之后，其中一个对另外一个说：“好了好了，我们不要吵了，我们谁也没有办法说服谁。你可以继续用你的方式来施行这个洗礼，我会继续用神的方式来施行洗礼。”
Our pride makes it critical that the first characteristic of a community of absolute truth must be humility.
因为我们人都有骄傲的问题，因此在团契里面，在教会的合一里面，第一个特点必须是首先是谦虚下来。
The central truth of Christ-likeness is humility.
谦卑或者谦虚是学习耶稣基督样式的关键，也是中心。
Another reason that this is important, that humility must be foundational for our community, is that our cultures, Chinese, Asian American culture, are shot through with the idea of false humility.
另外一个原因强调这个谦虚谦卑对我们来说是因为在我们的华人文化里面不管是国内还是美籍华人的文化里面都很流行一种虚假的谦卑这样的一个行为
False humility is a contradictory concept whereby we strive to portray ourselves as less than others so that we'll be praised and feel prideful about our humbleness
虚假的这样谦虚其实是一种相对来说看上去自相矛盾的一个行为是我们尝试把自己描述的放在低人一点的地位这样好让我们得到称赞 或者让我们对于我们自己非常谦卑的这样的一个状态感到自我感觉非常良好
And it's false, even if we believe what we say.
甚至很多时候我们相信我们所说的其实那也是一种虚假的谦虚
William Temple, the 98th Archbishop of Canterbury observed that humility which consists in being a great deal occupied about yourself and saying that you are of little worthis not Christian humility.
William Temple, 他是第九十八任的 Canterbury 的大主教，他曾经这样描述这样一个现象，他说有一种谦虚，他是即使在表面上把自己说的一文不值，把自己放在很低的地位，但是内心其实还是被自我所占据，专注还是在自己的身上，这样一种谦虚并不是基督教信仰所提的谦卑和谦虚。
It is one form of self-occupation, and a very poor and futile one at that.
这其实是一种自我中心的表现形式，而且是非常差劲、非常没有价值的一种表现形式。
And he goes on to say, in effect, that true humility results in the freedom to be and to act because you are free from having to think about yourself.
然后他继续说到，那真正的谦虚和谦卑所带来的结果，应该是能够自由地去行、去想，乃是因为我们已经从对自己的考虑这样的束缚中彻底解放出来。
But he says there is nothing big enough to hold a person's soul in detachment from the center of himself in all the occupations of life, except the majesty of God and his love. It is in worship, worship given to God because he is God, that humanity must learn the secret of real humility.
但是他继续说到，在这世上所有的被造之物里面，没有一样能够大到可以让人的灵魂从他的自我中心里面完全脱离出来。能做到这一点的只有神的圣洁和公义和慈爱而只有在敬拜也只有在对这位独一真神的敬拜里面我们的人性才有可能真正的去明白了解谦卑的奥秘
So Christ is the only antidote to false humility and the only source of the true humility so vital to maintaining the unity of the Spirit
所以主耶稣基督才是我们这个虚假谦卑的唯一的解药也是真正谦卑的唯一的来源而这样的谦卑对于我们保守我们在灵里的合一是至关重要的
Now be careful not to misunderstand
不要大家这边不要误会
Humility, gentleness and patience here do not equal hesitation, gullibility and passivity
这边的谦虚温柔忍耐不等同于犹豫不决或者天真或者无所谓的态度
We live in a pluralistic culture that tells us genuine humility is equal to universal acceptance and uncertainty about truth.
现今我们生活在一个多元文化的世界里面，这个文化，这个世界会告诉我们，真正的谦卑就是要什么都接受，或者对于真理的不确定。
We say you've got to be open-minded.
我们会说，你一定要有一个开放的心态。
Well, the 19th and 20th century English writer G.K. Chesterton observed this about our fascination with being open-minded.
在19世纪、20世纪的一位英国作家 G.K. Chesterton， 他这样描述我们人对于这个开放心态的一个痴迷。
An open mind in itself is nothing.
开放的心态本身自己其实没有任何的意义。
The purpose of opening the mind is as that of opening the mouth, to shut it again on something solid.
开放我们的心态的目的就好像张开我们的嘴一样，是要在接触到一些实在的可以嚼的东西之后，把嘴再关起来。
We are meant to be humble about ourselves and our ambitions, not about our convictions.
我们需要对于自己、对于自己的愿望、对于自己的野心和想法，维持一个谦卑的态度，而不应该对自己的信仰持怀疑的态度。
In the words of Chesterton again,
用 Chesterton 的话来说，
A man was meant to be doubtful about himself, but undoubting about the truth.This has been exactly reversed.
一个人需要对自己保持一个怀疑的态度，而不应该对真理保持一个怀疑的态度。但是现如今这个情况却是完全相反的。
Nowadays, the part of a man that a man does assert is exactly the part he ought not to assert, himself.
现如今一个人持守的、确信的、保持不愿意任何让步的，反而是应该他不应该去如此确信的，就是他自己。
The part he doubts is exactly the part he ought not to doubt, the divine reason.
而那个部分他不应该去怀疑的，却是相反，是他尝试去怀疑的，就是那神圣的来源和神圣的存在。
With regard to church unity, the principle is this. True unity does not arise in the absence of doctrinal purity. It arises in the absence of pride.
有关我们在信徒、我们在信心团体或者在教会里面的合一，这个原则是这样子的。如果我们去除了基于耶稣基督的真理，那不可能会有任何的合一。我们唯有合一，当我们把我们自己的骄傲都去除的时候。
So how is your attitude with those who differ from you?
所以你如何看待那些跟你不一样的弟兄姐妹？
Are you able to rejoice when someone in the church is given more credit than you are, or when someone else is perceived to be more gifted than you?
你当你看到一个弟兄姐妹被你得到比你得到更多的赞赏和赞许，或者被你或者认为比你更有恩赐的时候，你能不能真正从心底为他来喜乐，为他来开心？
Are you able to see when someone else's ideas have merit and even promote them above your own preferences?
你有没有能看到一些人其他人的想法，他们的优点，即使这不是你个人按照个人偏好来说你最喜欢的，但是你还是尝试去帮助他实现他的想法？
Are you eager to maintain unity where you see it, without giving thought to the cost to your power, prestige, or position?
当你看到有在促进合一、保守这样合一的机会的时候，你有没有竭力去做？即使这样可能会伤害你的地位、你的权利、你的其他的一些事情。
At Grace Bible Church in Dallas, Texas, there is a beautiful demonstration of this kind of unity maintaining humility.
在德州达拉斯的 Grace Bible Church 就有这样一个很美好的维保守邻里合一的美好的见证。
Andy was the associate pastor and Steve was a senior pastor.
Andy 是助理牧师， Steve 是教会的主任牧师。
Problem was that Andy was a far better preacher and visionary than Steve, and for most people it was painfully obvious.
问题是，其实 Andy 相对于说Steve 来说，在讲道、在带领教会来说更加有恩赐，而且对于教会里面的很多弟兄姐妹来说，这是非常明显的一件事情。
So what happened?
所以后面会发生什么？
Andy could have started his own church and taken a bunch of people with him.
Andy 完全可以带着其中教会里面的一些弟兄姐妹到一个地方开始一个新的教会。
But in humility, he chose to stay and fulfill his duty as an associate pastor.
但是在谦卑当中，他决定留下来继续执行他作为助理牧师的这样的一个职责。
And then one day, Steve stepped down.
然后有一天 ，Steve 这个主任牧师决定退下来。
And he essentially said, "Andy is a better fit to lead this congregation, so I'm stepping down and asking him to serve as the senior pastor."
所以他直接又说到 ，Andy 其实比我更适合来带领这家教会，所以我决定退下来，让他成为主任牧师。
But Steve didn't just leave.
但是 Steve 他退下来之后并没有就离开教会。
In humility, he stayed on staff as the associate pastor for missions.
在谦卑当中，他留下来继续成为一个助理牧师，然后帮助在教会宣教的施工。
And eventually went on to work for a missions agency.
在很多年之后，他再去了一个宣教机构。
Now that's an unfortunately rare example, but we are called to be such people.
但是很不幸的是，这样的例子在我们的教会，在我们信心的团体里面却很少见。但是我们都被呼召要成为这样的人。
Not everyone will be called like the Apostle Paul to be imprisoned or to die for our faith, but all of us are called to die to ourselves.
并不是每个人都像使徒，像使徒保罗一样被呼召为这个信仰受苦来下在监牢里面甚至殉道，但是我们每一个人都被呼召要钉死我们的老我。
Sometimes the hardest sacrifices are not literally going to prison, but imprisoning our preferences and our pride for the sake of Christ.
很多时候那最难的献上并不是真的是为这个信仰去下到监牢里面，反而是为了主的缘故放弃自己的偏好，放弃自己的骄傲。
So point number one, the foundation of the community of faith is the person and work of Jesus Christ.
我们的第一点刚才提到了我们信仰团体我们教会的根基是耶稣基督他自己以及他的工作。
Point number two, the fellowship of the community of faith is characterized by humility, gentleness, and patience.
第二点，在教会里面的团契关系的特点是谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
And point number three, the focus of the community of faith is God, who exemplifies the unity he gives us in Christ.
最后一点也是第三点，我们信心团体，我们教会的中心是神，他透过耶稣基督向我们彰显，并且赐下合而为一的心。
The focus of the community of faith is God, who exemplifies the unity that He gives us in Christ.
信心团体的中心是神，他借着耶稣基督向我们彰显并赐下合而为一的心。
Look with me at verses 4 to 6.
我们一起来看以弗所书四章四到六节。
Our passage today concludes with a beautiful picture of the Trinity and the unity that exists in the Godhead.
我们今天所看的经文，它结尾用一张很美妙的三位一体真神合一的画面来结束。
Now this is a picture of what we share in common.
这是我们所有人都有的一幅画面。
It is what the church must be focused upon because we become like what we worship.
这也是我们教会必须专注在的地方，因为我们敬拜谁，我们就会变得像谁。
Note the reference to each person of the Trinity in these verses.
我们具体来看一看这段经文里面对三位一体的三位怎样的描述。
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
There is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism.
一主，一信，一敬。
In Ephesians, the word Lord is always used in reference to Jesus Christ.
在以弗所书里面，这个主这个词都是用来指代耶稣基督的。
The one faith and one baptism here refer to that body of doctrine about Jesus Christ in which believers trust.
而这边的一信一敬则是指代的像罗马书六章三到四节里面所说的我们受尽归入神的死是要与他一同复活。
A Christian is defined by who he or she believes and professes that Jesus Christ is.
我们基督徒的定义一个成为一个基督徒的定义就是取决于我们相信接受这位耶稣基督是谁。
Everything else is peripheral.
其他所有的都是次要的。
There is one God and Father of all who is over all and through all and in all.
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
God is the Father of every believer, and He is sovereign over every believer.
天父是我们每一个信徒的天父，也是我们也对我们每个信徒拥有绝对的主权。
Every believer is being worked through by God, and every believer is being worked on by God.
我们每一个基督徒，每一个信徒都是神他亲自的工作，就是现如今他也继续在我们每个信徒身上。
And so here we have a reference to the Trinity, one Spirit, one Lord Jesus Christ, and one God the Father of all.
所以我们这边提到了三位一体的每一位，一位主，一位圣灵，还有一位神。
And this picture of the Trinity together relating to the community of faith is the descriptive truth of Christian unity.
所以这个三位一体的神合一的美好的画面，如果联系到我们作为神的选民，作为信心的团体。直接向我们表明了有关信徒合一的真理。
It is not a call to create unity in the church. It is not the reason that we are to have unity in the church.
这个不是一个呼召，让我们可以尝试产生出合一，也不是告诉我们，我们要达到合一的寻求的原因。
It is the description of the unity we already have in God, which we ought to endeavor to maintain.
而是直接向我们表明了我们在主里面。已经有的合一，这个合一是要我们去竭力保守的。
And one practical way to do this, to endeavor to maintain unity, is to change our mindset.
一个实际的做法，让我们可以帮助我们来竭力保守这个灵力的合一，就是改变我们的心态。
We need to stop striving to create and to have unity, and start striving to see, experience, reveal, and maintain the unity that God has given to us in Himself.
我们需要停止尝试去达到或者产生合一，而我们要做的是尝试去看见、体会、发现或者保守神在耶稣基督里面已经赐给我们灵力的合一。
Now, the difference between pursuing unity and maintaining unity might seem like a small difference.
可能你会想说，尝试去产生合一，或者尝试去保守合一，是一个很小的变化。
But it's really quite significant.
但是其实却有很大的不同。
My wife Natalie and I sometimes fight.
牧师和牧师的太太 Natalie 经常吵架，不是经常，有些时候吵架。
Thank you. Now, if you get to know my wife, you may find that difficult to believe.
那如果你认识我的，认识牧师的妻子，你可能会觉得很难相信他们会吵架。
But I'm a sinner. I find ways.
但是牧师也是罪人，他会尝试找机会跟他妻子吵架。
Early in our marriage, disagreements over small things would balloon into huge arguments that were really about our relationship insecurities.
在他们婚姻的初期，他们有些时候会因为一些小事有一些争吵，但是这些争吵往往会变大成升级到一个很大的争吵，是有关他们关系里面的不确定。
And they would take hours and hours to resolve.
很多时候这个争吵会持续好几个小时。
Eventually, we came to the realization that part of the problem is that when we got into an argument, we tended to forget that we're on the same team.
后来我们意识到这个问题的一部分是因为每当我们开始有一些不同意见我们开始这样的争吵的时候我们就忘记了我们其实是一边的我们是一个队上的
I am not Natalie's enemy just because I disagree with her
不会因为我不同意我妻子的意见我就变成她的敌人
And she is not my enemy because she disagrees with me
她也不是我的敌人即使她在一件事情上跟我意见不同
We're on the same team
我们在同一个队上我们是一边的
Now realizing that didn't suddenly solve all of our problems.
但是意识到这一点并没有立刻的解决我们所有的问题。
If it did, I'd write a book and retire.
如果真的解决了，那我就决定写一本书，那我也就退休了。
But when we remember and acknowledge that we're still on the same team, we find that even when we disagree, we can be more secure and less self-centered by focusing on the us in relationship instead of on ourselves as individuals.
但是不同的是，当我们意识到，当我们记住我们是一直在同一个队上，我们是一边的时候，那即使我们还是会有争吵，还是会有不同意见，但是在那样的过程当中，我们都会觉得更加的安全。我们的专注点也不再是我们自己本身，而是我们两个人在这个关系里面。
If one of us wins, we both win, and if one of us loses, we both lose.
如果我们其中一个人赢了，我们一起赢；如果我们其中一个人输了，我们两个人其实是一起输的。
We're on the same team.
我们在一个队上，我们是一边的。
Can we come to think of our church community that way?
我们有没有可能看待我们教会的弟兄姐妹的关系，也用同样的方式来看待呢？
And is that not what the Apostle Paul means when he describes us as the body of Christ in 1 Corinthians 12? And he says, if one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together.
这难道不就是保罗在哥林多前书十二章里面提到我们成为信徒之后，我们互为肢体，成为耶稣基督的身体所说的吗？哥林多前书十二章说若一个肢体受苦所有的肢体就一同受苦若一个肢体得荣耀所有的肢体就一同快乐
It may seem like a small thing but it will make a big difference in your perspective to think of us all on the same team
这可能看上去像是一个很小的转变但是你如果真正的永远记住我们作为信心的团体一直是在一边的我们是一队的时候会产生很大的不同
So point number one, the foundation of the community of faith is the person and work of Jesus Christ.
所以第一点，我们信心团体，我们教会的根基是耶稣基督他自己以及他的工作。
Point number two, the fellowship of the community of faith is characterized by humility, gentleness, and patience.
第二点，我们教会的团契的关系的特点是谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
And point number three, the focus of the community of faith is God, who exemplifies the unity that he gives to us in Christ.
第三点，我们信徒在一起的中心是神，他借着耶稣基督向我们彰显，并且赐下了合而为一的心。
We could pursue unity with all the fervor in the world and through all the creative means of the world, and we would never achieve the kind of unity that unbelievers will see as love for one another, which the Bible says is to mark us as disciples of Christ.
我们可以用各种属世的热情方法来追求达到合一的地步，但是永远无法达到神所要我们达到的合一的地步。就是在圣经里面耶稣所说的，我们要彼此相爱，那样的合一，让世人看见我们就知道我们是主的门徒。
But God in Christ has given us unity in the Spirit to live by.
但是神其实在耶稣基督里面，也就透过耶稣基督赐下了那灵里的合一。
God has given us a unity in the Spirit to live by. If we would only embrace our new identity as the people of God in the way that we think, in the way that we live our lives.
神已经在主耶稣基督里面赐下了灵力的合一给我们，那个灵力的合一已经在我们的生命当中，我们所要做的只是接受并且认知我们作为神的身体中的一员的这样的一个身份，并且用这样的身份去左右我们的所行，我们的所想。
Will you do that together?
你们愿意一起来这样做吗？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, you have done the work in Christ to unite us to yourself and to each other.
天父，我们感谢你已经成就了那样的工作，让我们与神与他人都和好了。
Help us to appreciate the great price you paid to call us into the family of God.
帮助我们可以纪念也感恩你为我们那付上的那极重的代价，好让我们成为神家中的一员。
Make us eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, so that you would be glorified in the church and by those who see us.
帮助我们可以有热心去竭力保守你已经在灵里赐下我们的合一，好让你的荣耀在教会中被高举，也被世人所看见。
Help us to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which we are called.
让我们行事为人与我们的呼召相称。
We ask it in Jesus' name and by His Spirit. Amen.
我们祷告，这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.